My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I've read all the chapters, and each chapter gets worse. And so I don't know why a Jet fan, why you would expect Jet fans to think this chapter is going to be different when they're conditioned to think the worst, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but especially last year when they were not conditioned to think the worst. Last year, they were so into that team and Hard Knocks, and it was different, and watching them go to Broadway shows and everything. I think everybody bought in, but now, after the injury and how the season went, there, you can't feel positive about the team until they give you something. Now, another big issue with this team, obviously, is the Davante Adams story. How real is Davante Adams to the Jets as we sit here right now?
Yeah, there's not a lot of truth to that. I think there's a lot of want. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you guys remember last year when Aaron Rodgers handed over that wish list, we called it, of the players that he wanted on the team, and Davante was on that as well. Like, how can we get him here? So he's had his eye on him. They're really good friends. It makes sense. Devontae's probably looking at the situation in New York, going, they're a lot closer than the Vegas Raiders in terms of getting to a Super Bowl. So it makes sense, but. But I don't think the front offices here are looking at this as a realistic situation that can pan out. Could it change before the trade deadline? Possibly. But for now, both sides, from what I understand, there's no real interest in making this happen.
What could make it change?
It depends on where the Jets are, maybe. Right? If they come out of the gate here hot, they go out to San Francisco, they get a big win against them, and they're able to build some momentum, and they feel like, all right, if we could just get one more weapon on offense, maybe this is where Woody says, do what you need to do, Joe. Make this happen, and perhaps we can make a run here. But I think right now they feel set in the positions, especially on offense right now.
So why? I mean, I just shouldn't even ask why. But Aaron Rodgers, when he's out at Lake Tahoe, and he gets asked about Luke Getsy and Davante Adams, and he's walking up the fairway, and he's looking at his phone, and he goes, I love Devontae. Can't wait to play with him again. I mean, just climb into the brain of him for just 1 second and tell me, why is he doing that? Because I'm thinking that he's doing that to put pressure onto the Jets publicly to do whatever they can to go get him and to let all of us know that he's pissed off that they haven't gone to get him.
Well, he's smarter than everybody, first of all.
Well,
right?
Of course, so we all know that.
He's going to let you know that. Yeah. And, I've tried this for a couple seasons now of doing a better job of understanding him. Because I want to do a better job covering them, it's hard to cover someone if you don't get them. So I talked to a lot of people that spend time with him, that know him. I know he likes to say his inner circle doesn't talk to anyone in the media. Not always true.
They do.
Everyone talks, guys. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks, especially when the pressure is up when it comes to the competition side of it, when it comes to the NFL and teammates and... Look, for Aaron Rodgers, he tends to lean into the drama. He's not afraid of it. I think he likes it. I think he likes when we're talking about him. The Egypt situation, while, yes, he was disappointed in Robert Saleh coming out there and saying it was unexcused when he believed that it was going to be explained as an excused absent. And Saleh is like, I'm trying to get control over the team. And he's kind of like, what the heck? what are we doing here? Like, this isn't good. But you know what? We spent the last, 4 or 5 weeks now, just again, just talking about him. Now, the same thing happened last year where we're talking a little bit about the control he had over the roster. And I remember driving to Florham Park and hanging out, going there for the first practice and watching him. And I fell for what I think Joe Douglas, Robert Saleh, and everybody else falls for, which is he's an incredible football player. He is so good. When you watch him out there and you see his ability to mentor the players, and he's really a hybrid of a quarterback and a coach. All the good is there when it comes to the football. It's just so hard to swallow some of this, that the rest of it that comes with it. Some of the comments that he makes, the Pat McAfee things, which is fine. Like, you can do that if that's what you choose to do. It just puts a target on your back and brings more attention to a team that is just trying to win. I had a conversation with the general manager yesterday afternoon just about the headlines right now. And he said, "Di, I don't really care what you guys are reporting, what you're saying about our team. We got to win. Because guess what? Nobody's caring about what you guys are
it
talking about.
It erases everything.
If we just win."
Yeah.
So I think the same applies for them and him obviously coming off this injury. I'm interested to see if we're getting the same Aaron Rodgers.
He's one of the five best quarterbacks who has ever played. You can question him. You can talk about the off-the-field stuff. You can say he has one ring. This is one of the five greatest quarterbacks to ever play, just on physical talent alone, to ever play in the NFL. And so I'm happy to hear that. Like, you're out of camp. You saw that. You noticed what they noticed. You saw the leadership, though, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Because Gio, she's right. As long as he plays and they're good, what he says off the field does not matter. No one will care. We only care now because he's not playing.
Stu, the Jets don't care.
I know.
Because I've asked them.
Why would you?
Hey, how are you guys managing this? How are you handling this?
Right.
They don't care. If he just shows up and plays at a high level, he's just showing up to training camp today, right? Today, the players.
Yeah, he by the way, he just showed up and he's wearing like
an Egyptian shirt,
Egyptian,
right?
Shirt.
Like, which, again, isn't that, that's like, you know what that is? That's him waving to us.
Yeah,
going, yes. And it's waving to fans that were disappointed that he didn't show up to camp. And look, I've had this conversation with so many different players over the years about the importance of mandatory camp. And you guys heard him on Pardon My Take explaining that they could have changed the schedule. He didn't understand right. The way it worked. And look, I personally believe a veteran head coach would have probably handled the situation better in terms of his schedule. They knew about it. Right, they could have easily said, "Look, let's just move this thing up. You have this trip planned. Let's just do it another time." But either way, I know that all is well between them now. So it begins today, boys.
Yes, it does. Now, he did say that he gets your text but does not respond to them. Is that accurate?
Oh, that's very accurate.
Okay,
he sees them all. He always struggles with my name, though. Like, there's always like a 20-minute pause. He's like, "That girl, what's her name?"
He's doing that on purpose, isn't he?
I don't know.
That's like a move we talk about, Stu Gatz, all the time, right?
It's one of those, whatever.
Oh,
it's
like,
it's Diana Rossini. Yeah. He knows how to say it. It's not that hard.
Yeah, he knows how to spell it.
Yes.
I've also interviewed him. I've met him.
Right. He's just doing that to mess with you.
Charity events with him. Like this. Yeah. It's not like I'm some mysterious person, yeah. Right?
At this point. He told you to lose the number, did you?
No.
Oh, good. Good for you.
No, so what I do is anytime I report about him, I send him a text message before I publish it to let him know what I'm going to be saying and if he would like to respond or if he would, you know, like to just hop on a call to discuss it, because what if the information's wrong?
Right.
But he chooses not to respond to it and he has that right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.